Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. I don't know. I just say whatever comes into my brain. It's spooky season.
Ooh.
Oh, you got it. Hey, no, then yes. Have you done anything spooky this season? Okay, anything pumpkin related? Anything?
No. Spooky. I mean, I scare myself every day, so.
It's like every day is a little spooky when you're gay. And autistic.
Spooky.
No, first, okay, I'm about to say something controversial right out of the gate. It hasn't even been a minute, okay? If you're someone who is like, no, it's not spooky season until October, you kind of suck.
You obviously don't live on the first floor, then.
it's like, or the people who are like, oh my God, no, I don't want to see anything pumpkin-y or hear of anything pumpkin-y until October. I'm like, okay.
I'm trying to have pumpkin spice every day of my life because I'm like basic spooky girl.
I look forward to pumpkin. Okay, but I will say, Brandon, when the last time I got my drink messed up, I have not...
They mess up our drinks all the time.
It was bad. I took a picture of it because I was like, in what world was this ever a pumpkin cream cold brew? Because where's the foam?
Well, at least it looks...
They gave it to me.
At least it looks like there's some pumpkin in there.
Yeah, it tasted pumpkin-y. Like, it tasted like they gave me pumpkin cream cold brew without the cold foam on top.
Starbucks' big thing was like, every time you go to a Starbucks, no matter where it is, it's going to be the same. Guess what? It's not the same.
No, it's turning. It's like Dunkin' vibes.
It's ugh. And yeah. I'm sorry if you like Dunkin'. Stop following this podcast.
Oh,
honestly, gives a 1-star review.
No, they literally will.
I mean, I don't like Starbucks, to be honest.
Me neither. It's not great.
But like, if you're like Dunkin' is superior, like you don't need to be listening to this podcast.
Okay, have you ever heard of Scooters?
Scooters is so good. Oh my God.
I went to a Scooters for the first time, Brandon. I went to a Scooters, and y'all, when I ordered, and they said, okay, you can scoot around.
Chicken, what box are you picking? It's giving that vibes.
It was great. It was so good.
Apparently, it's an evil company, but their coffee is delightful.
Oh, no. Are they like a Chick-fil-A?
Well, I don't think they're religiously evil. They're just, they don't treat their employees well from what I've seen.
I mean, homegirl looked miserable in the window. The girl who gave me my drink. But they were delicious. So,
which one did you go to?
In St. Cloud.
There's one in St. Cloud. Yes. There's one in Rochester. I stop all the time when I have to drive to La Crosse or if I'm going to Rochester for work.
So I got their version of pumpkin cream cold brew. And I was like, oh, this is like pumpkin. It like actually tastes like pumpkin spice.
You know where you need to go?
Where?
You need to go to Mall of America. You need to go to the E-Bar outside of Nordstrom. Okay. They use real pumpkin puree.
That's what Starbucks does too in the foam. What they say that they do.
No, they don't. It's
in the cold foam.
It's there.
It's not the pump. It's the puree.
I don't think so.
It is in the cold foam, not in the drink. In the cold foam.
It might be, but
pumpkin cold foam.
I can't say for sure, but I highly doubt that Starbucks is like pumpkin puree.
I mean, they're not picking the pumpkins back there. I'm sure they're coming in cans or tubes. No, I bet you it's in tubes. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's in plastic tubes. Guaranteed. Well, we should get to this episode, but first, you did something really fun. Brandon went to Denver, and you did a little bit of planty stuff.
The land of 10,000 mountains.
But really, when you were there, you were like, "Where's the mountains?"
No, there was really no mountains in Denver. Denver's flat.
Yeah,
itself.
It's a little bit of a disappointment. I thankfully, when I went there, I was just passing through to go to Breckenridge. Then I was like, "Okay, we're going to the mountains."
To the mountains.
I was looking where you were, though. I was tracking you.
I got to the foothills.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's somewhere. He's not in Denver.
I was at Red Rocks.
I was like, where is he?
Roxboro National Park or State Park. I don't know. It's just like, it was so far away. You have to drive like 2 hours to get to like the actual mountains.
Yeah, really not advertise, like falsely advertising.
Yeah, Denver's a strange place.
It's interesting. So what did you do that was planty there?
I did go to the Denver Botanical Gardens, which was I will say, this is going to be controversial. One of the best botanical gardens I've ever been to.
Honestly, I've heard good things about it, though. I'm not shocked.
Okay, so
I think I follow them online.
We immediately went into the conservatory, right?
Oh, yeah.
First stop.
First things first. Yeah. Are you going to tell everyone who you went with, or are you keeping that little secret?
Well, I mean, my podcast listeners can...
What's y'all that laugh know. That just came
that
out
was,
of you?
That was a weird, awkward cackle. And yeah, I'm going like, to I'm gonna, like I'm gonna own up on
this
that.
This is spooky.
Dude,
who was that? That's what that sounded like. It's a really evil cackle. No, I guess if you want to be in Brayden's business, you can message him.
Oh, yeah. I'm an open book.
But he's not going to offer it up for any stranger to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, I was with the boy I'm seeing. It was a delight and a dream. A treat and a dream? What a treat, what a dream. Anyway. the botanical gardens was great. It was dense. Which
packed it in. Okay, kind of like stuff like Fairchild, and then also I remember where else did we went? Missouri was very spaced out. It
so
was like
much
walking,
grass.
So much walking.
Walking grass heat. Mm-hmm. Denver's was like, even the outside areas were like jam packed, so many plants just like squished, and every single one was labeled. You knew what every single one was.
Oh, we love that. I love that. That's really important.
It was
now
insanity.
That now that we're more nerdy about it, like I really want to know what those things are.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what this is, and I don't think it's correct, but I love that you have a sign.
When I was at the state fair around the horticulture building, they have little things labeled. And some dude literally stopped me and he's like, can you read what that says? I want to know what it is. And I couldn't. He was too far away. I'm sorry. I can't read either. Labels are important. I'm glad you have fun. Sounds good. Man,
it was a treat. It was a dream. It took so many pictures.
You should post some.
I should.
Yeah. Do a little photo dump.
And then I also went to a plant shop. Well, shit, what was it? I just
reroot,
I think. It was in Rhino. Super cute.
Rhino.
It's River North, Rhino. Super cute. They had a lot of our favorite Planty People's books.
Oh, yay!
And it was like a whole bookshelf. I will say the plant selection was like, I would say for like an average plant person, like above average.
Like it'd be a cool shop.
But for me, I was like, ugh. They had a couple Hoyas I hadn't heard of.
We've been to so many shops, it's kind of hard. But I think you took a picture of like a cool shower thingy.
Oh my God, their watering station was so cute.
I kind of would like that, even though I don't know if it was you or Sam that said that we would make a mess in that. I make a mess either way. I make a mess in a sink. Anywhere
it was like
I go, I make
a mess.
A
shower with bronze tiles. Like actual reflective bronze.
Yeah, and it was like a whole like little square squared off shower area, just like it looked like it was in the middle of the plant shop.
Yeah, it was
cute.
It was adorable.
Yeah, you should post some pictures so that people can see.
I should. I need to.
Always giving Brayden shit. Your nails are fun.
I just did them today. Silver,
a little silver chromey. You do what I do and just get it all over the place. And
yeah, and then I just pick it off in the shower the next day.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, oh my God, what a great little manicure.
Wow, I really did a good job.
I'm still figuring out the manicure life. But let's get to our fun little topic. Another one I can't believe we haven't talked about before, but we're just saving these sweet topics.
Allegedly.
We're talking about philodendrons.
Philo.
I call them philos. Some people call it philodendron. Philodendrum. What? You think I'm reading somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just calling people. Everyone.
What? No. You're.
No, I'm just saying people say weird stuff all the time, like alocasia.
SPF.
Philodendron.
SPF. Oh, my God.
What? What's SPF?
Are we calling someone out on this podcast right now?
No,
one of our close friends.
I'm literally. Are you talking about Sam?
Yeah, SPF.
She says philodendron. I literally was like, yes, I put on sunscreen today. What are you talking about? No, I literally. We're not in the same wavelength right now. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, people say funny things all the time. Some people will come in and like people come in the plant shop. They can't tell a philodendron from pothos or pothos. Pothos.
Well, I like, wait, how did I used to say it? I think I used to say pothos, and now I say pathos.
Pathos? Pathos?
I don't know. Ah.
I don't even know what I say. I think I say pothos. I say pothos. Pothos? I say pothos. I don't know. I really don't know. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the philodendrons. Which I am a team philodendron. If we're talking about like just the traily guys versus the traily guys, which, okay, now people have been coming into the plant shop and they're like, I was trying to think of the word. They're like, I'm looking for a plant that drapes.
Drapes?
Yeah, I was like, that's a new one. Drapes. Like, not one that vines or one that trails, one that drapes.
Like, I feel like drape is like, it has to physically be on something and draping over it. You know, it's like, it has to be like this. Like, watch. That's a drape. I wish we were recording this so you could see what I just did.
Brandon just like put his arm over his head and just flopped his hand over his eyeball. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, that's a new one. I literally can't help it when people say funny stuff. I'm like, oh, I've never heard that one before. No, some people.
Everybody's so creative.
No, people come in and they're like, what is a good plant for a kitchen? And I'm like, well, I have never been in your kitchen before.
A basil. An oregano. Rosemary.
A basil? So, the philodendron.
Parsley. Carrots.
Or people are like, what's a good one for the bathroom? I'm like, I've also never been in your bathroom. I'm like, do you have a window in your bathroom? I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
toilet plant?
What's a good one? What's a good one?
Seaweed.
What's a good one for my bookshelf? I'm like, your bookshelf. I've also never been a book on your shelf. So I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, you know how different one kitchen looks from another and how different one bathroom looks from another? Like, I'm like, yuck.
Like, it's not even light-wise, okay. It's aesthetically.
And then, I don't want to make fun of y'all because it's so sweet. But when people come in and they can't tell, like, northeast, south from west.
Well, that's how you know you have money, when you don't know what direction is what.
No, I think that just comes with some people don't know what's some people don't know up from down. Brandon's like, oh, must be so rich. No, but this girl's like, I have a south facing window. Okay, she says she has a south facing window,
so she is rich.
But she says she's in South Minneapolis,
so she
and her window faces this. She sees the city, and I'm like,
that's north.
Yeah, I was like, okay, if you're in South Minneapolis and you face the city, you're facing north. I'm like, so you're north, your window faces north. I think people are trying to think, like, if the sun were coming into the window, which way would it be beaming? It would be beaming south. But, like, no, it's like, if you are looking out your window from inside, that is the way I'm talking about. Like, okay, philodendron meaning lover of trees in Greek. I feel like that was one of the first little plant names that I learned.
I did not know that.
Lover of trees.
That
was
a whole new thing to me.
Really? Philo?
What was the Greek god of philodendrons then?
I don't know. Or for Greek god of plants? Should we look it up?
Probably Dionysus.
What is the Greek god of plants? Mm-mm-mm. What does the Google say? Demeter?
Yeah, Demeter. Yeah. That makes sense. He was like the Greek god of agriculture.
Yeah, you're right. She's the daughter of Titan, sister to Zeus. Okay.
Well, Zeus was a little raper.
What?
Yeah, Zeus raped. Most of Zeus's children are prodigies of rape.
I did not take Greek mythology. I don't know.
I didn't either. I just was, that was my Roman Empire.
I was just gonna say, this is your Roman Empire. I was like, I did not know that. Like, people talk about Zeus, Aphrodite. I'm like, I know these words.
Oh no, they're all like, they're all incestual.
Oh, they're like British
predators.
Sorry, British people. No, okay, moving on.
Which I will say, Song of Achilles, one of the best books I've ever written. I've ever written. I wrote that book. No, best books I've ever read. It was so good. Listen to the audiobook. You need the accents.
Cece's nearby, but she's sleeping on the job.
Yeah, she.
I've never seen her so passed out.
She can't hear us anymore. She is. Yeah, y'all. I think her deafness is like 12-fold.
I was like, I don't think I need to make a little post of like Nicole took Cece to the vet and she's deaf. Like,
among four other major conditions.
Yeah. They're like, well, she like just like immediately looking at her, they're like, well, she definitely has dental disease. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, they can tell that. And then like my dog's had dental disease. I'd have so many teeth removed.
She was 2 pounds underweight, so she was already at like 9 pounds and then was down to 7. And they were like, oh yeah, she feels like nothing. I'm like, I know. She feels like nothing. And then something was up with her kidneys and her thyroid. So she's got a little special diet. She's got the expensive food now. She's
she's a bougie bitch.
She's an old lady and has very selective hearing.
Incredibly selective.
So philodendrons. I feel like some of the most diverse genera. Because if I say genuses, someone will come in screaming at me in the DMs.
Can you hear this too?
Yeah.
It's. I think we need mics that don't. Do we need like mic holders?
I don't know.
I feel like my grubby little hands are making too much noise.
Well, a little bit. I try and just keep my face glued to the microphone because if I have a microphone stand, I'm going to have to keep my face glued to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've been through that. We've been through this trauma.
It's easier. And then people message us getting all annoyed because I sound like I'm just coming outside by something and you can't hear me very well. I need to be holding the microphone in my face. I'm sorry. So people are like, I want to come in. I want to buy a philodendron. I'm like, well, there's a lot. You got the climbing ones, which I've kind of figured out. I don't know if I love them.
I don't think I do either.
So we've got climbing. We've got draping. I'm sorry. I feel bad for the guy that came in and said draping. Oh, a little vining. I mean, some can climb or vine. Some have to climb. Some of them are crawlers that you can throw up a pole if you want, but they'll just kind of stay crawling, and then you have to repot them every 5 seconds. So great. Oh, here's the thing. I have a jungle boogie, and I've seen people...
not a J-bug.
I've seen people take the jungle boogies and put them on a pole. They just end up looking crazy. But mine has been staying in the same pot, and it's been just, like, circling the pot.
I feel like your plants do crazy shit that mine would never do.
They do crazy shit like survive with thrips for so long.
Amen.
It's so bad right now. I don't even want to go in the plant room. It stresses me out. And like there's so many like the ones that I care about, I'm keeping them like in these weird spots. Like everything's just kind of like all around the room. And it's stressing me out. So philodendrons are toxic. We know this. Unfortunately. Everyone comes in, they're like, "Who is this? This one pet safe? Is this one pet safe?
No.
Is this one pet safe?" I'm like, No. It's literally like the magic conch on SpongeBob. May I have something to eat? No. May I have something to eat? No. So that's why I'm like, there's pet safe stickers somewhere. Like on some of these pet safe plants. Like they're somewhere. Just look for them.
If this plant looks boring, it's probably pet safe.
Mm-hmm. Hot tea. Okay, so let's talk about the ones that are popular right now. I mean, we kind of know what people are into. It's hard, though, because some of the ones that are popular right now, I feel like people already have them. So I don't know if people are still buying these or if they've just finally made it to, like,
what's market. What's the current $15,000 plant? I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I feel like people are still looking for caramel marble. But there's been some weird hybrids that are hitting the market. People are also still into these, like... weird mutations, like different versions of Pink Princess
that are coming out. I hate all of that.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about our hot take on the climbing philodendrons. If the inner node is longer than like an inch, I'm like, I don't fucking want it.
I don't want it.
I want, and almost like if it has to go up like a fancy pole and has to root into it to keep going.
We'll go look at my moth poles and we'll be like, wow, I fucking hate all of these.
Well, I don't want any of them. So some of them, I was going to like lay long down on my list. We need to talk about some that we've gotten rid of or had struggles with. Because some of the ones that you have climbing in there that you've had struggles with, I've gotten rid of because I'm fucking over it. And you're not over it yet. But I'm just waiting for you to give up on that varicosum.
Okay, same. Yeah, I don't know how I'm still doing
it. I don't know how you still have
I even a month ago, like a month and a half ago.
You cut it back again?
No, I put in extra work. You know what I did? I soaked the moss pole and I just made cuttings and I stuck them in the moss thinking they would root. Guess what? Not a single one did.
I mean, okay, so you do have some that are on the poles in there that are doing pretty well. Like your Monstera, like El Salvador.
Still, yes.
Looking amazing.
That's going to be, those leaves are going to be a foot long and about a week.
Well, I was like, are you ever going to extend these poles? Because they're like at the top of them.
That one I need to. Yeah. That one.
I'm like, you're like, I'm going to have these big, I'm not going to name drop who you're trying to be like. You know, we all know.
You know.
Everyone who knows what a moss pole is knows who's got on the moss pole game. But I'm like, you got to keep it going because now you're like, I got them rigged up. And it's like, they're at the top.
They bricked up.
Well, because what else is over there? I think you have a melanocrysum, maybe?
Okay, well, there's a lot.
Okay, let me get up and then yell at you. Okay. You gotta keep talking though while I walk, so there's no dead air.
Wait, oh, you can still take your mic. It gets pretty far. Oh, okay. We've got the Monstera Stilled Bacana. Okay, Esqueleto looks thirsty. Okay, the Esqueleto is on the brink of death because I cut it into three pieces. Okay, looks like, is it a Glorious? Yes, there's a Glorious. That's also doing very well, by the way. Okay, the Tenu, it's not doing well. It's not. I didn't water it for a long time.
Is it a Patriciae?
Yeah, there's a Patriciae and a Sharonii.
There's also a, what was it, Plaumanii or something? Or is it
the Plaumanii is not doing
well.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm also surprised you still have that because, like, the growing pattern on those guys, because they're almost like a crawler slash climber.
Yes.
They're weird.
And they love spider mites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, those are so sappy and goopy.
No, it's just, like, constant spider mites.
Mm-hmm.
So same fun. With the what's the, not the, the fuzzy petioli one I have. What is that? It's not a serpent's.
Just the random fuzzy petiole.
No, it's not the fuzzy petiole. It's a different one.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
It's not the serpents, and it's not the squammy.
It's a squammy.
Squamacolly?
Yes, squamacolly. Yeah, that's
I don't know
is.
If that's how it's actually
There's
pronounced.
No leaves. It's just a bud. Just bloop.
How many times does that thing die back, too?
At least 100. And I don't know why I keep it. I'm just like, yeah.
Let's I didn't just... notice you had a bunch of shit all over the floor in there.
I do.
I don't know. What's all that stuff?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
It looks like anyway, you're halfway through watering, and then you're like, I'm done.
One of my betas died last night. Erica Jane, R.I.P.
I think that's the aftermath of Erica
Jane. In the arms of an angel.
No, literally, Brayden sent him scooping up his fish to that song and bringing it to the... What did you bring it to? The toilet?
Yeah, I flushed it.
You didn't want to give your... Nepenthes, that yummy, delicious disease. That bloated, diseased fish. Why'd you gasp?
Okay, so it died of dropsy.
Okay.
Which is like a bacterial infection. It's a bacterial infection. Okay. And then basically it like makes them bloat up and they look like a pine cone because all the scales are like out like a pine cone. It was really sad, honestly.
Do you know if your other fish can get that too?
No, it's not contagious, thankfully.
Sad.
But Erica Jane herself reposted this fish on her story, and this fish is dead.
R.I.P. Erica Jane. Gone but never forgotten. I think she's on our page too. Like if you go to growing. Boom, isn't that her?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you go to our page, it's like the sixth picture down. That first one, that's Erica with the pointy fins. She's like peachy.
Which was like the most hearty of all of them.
Yeah, you liked that one the most too, kind of. This photo with the dump makes no sense. Right, I don't know what we talk about, so I'm just like... Us, like, trying not to mention housewives. The fish is housewives adjacent.
Yeah.
And the fish is adjacent. Oh my goodness. Okay, so ones that are popular right now. I mean, I'm still going in and seeing the basic philodendrons. You know what I'm not seeing as much anymore that I'm kind of glad? The bipennifoliums. I'm over it.
Yeah, no.
Over it. I still love me a good Florida, though. I love the little Florida shape.
Yeah, same.
I hate propagating them, though. They propagate horribly. Yeah, I can't just cut them and throw them in. They're like, they're not. No,
they don't, they obviously. Put up a fight. Mine is not growing.
I finally have a little Florida beauty. She's cute. I haven't really been posting her because it's just, I'm trying not to get attached to it. But I got a small one from PQ because we have a bunch of tiny ones in the cabinet. And it's starting to get its little lobes. It's a cute Ooh. One. It's a good one. I'm just like waiting for it to get thrips like everything else. Like literally my whole like pack of Anthurium seedlings that I made. And they're growing. Like it's like they're covered in thrips. I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Like, how offensive. I don't know. I need to go back into the... I'm still seeing Ring of Fires everywhere. Still love me a good Ring of Fire.
Just because
they stay nice and bushy. I think that's why they stay in my like...
They're like a jungle bug, but smaller. Like, oh, I feel
hello,
like,
Cece.
Oh, Cece Aru. You've...
I'm waiting for her to talk. Hello.
Cece. Nope. Cece, say hi.
We got a
purr. We got a...
She is so cute. Come here. She rubbed her little head on the microphone. She finally noticed that I'm here several hours later. She's like, oh, you're here. Yay.
What a treat. What a dream.
You know, she literally like runs to me right away. But lately she's just been like, huh? Amazing. So the most...
Shamazing.
Shamazing. So most basic and easy philodendrons, I feel like, are like the Heteraceum club. I will always tell people to get a Brazil because Brazil is just so fun. Every leaf is different.
We got mine right here.
And
it looks like shit, honestly. Like, it doesn't look good.
No, but it really doesn't look that bad, Brandon. Like, you can't tell me that's not one of the hardiest plants ever.
This has also been sitting here for 3 years.
This plant has, you let that thing get to the brink of death so many times for how thirsty it gets. I can't imagine how root bound it is.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, so Brandon just has this Brazil just hanging in the window. It's just, I would say, Brandon, like, it's one of your house plants.
Yeah, it is
a house. It's not one of your plants in your collection that you tend to and water all the time. It is like your house plant.
It's a decor item.
Yeah, it's your decor. We have our house plants and then we have our house plants. That is a house plant. But you know what I had to get rid of? You know what got covered in thrips? My fucking like lemon lime one. My beautiful long like neon one that was like so long and beautiful.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like covered in thrips. And I was like, okay, this is way too long and like infested for me to, and easy to replace. But I'm so sad because that was like, I sought out that plant because I'm like, I really want a beautiful, like bushy lemon lime.
You always love the lemon lime color. Mm-hmm. You were just like a lemon lime.
I
do.
I love my jungle boogie, my golden crocodile, which is like the lemon lime jungle boogie, right, Cece? Yeah, you tell him. She said, I love Jungle Boogie. I love Golden Crocodile.
Golden Crocodile is one of my least favorite plants.
You don't like it?
No.
It's literally the Jungle Boogie, but just bright.
I know. I don't think I like the Jungle Boogie that much, so it makes it hard.
Okay, but they also, those are ones that's one of the philodendrons that can easily get that like rust fungus with those like brown spots where you have to get copper fungicide for it. Hate it. Mine has it. I'm not going to do anything about it because I need to do something about the thrips first.
Do you need the copper fungicide?
Maybe.
I have a bottle of it.
Oh, take a shot every time.
Well, my little toesy press the little button. Anyway, I have a whole bottle you can have.
Yeah, take a shot every time I say thrips in this episode.
Take a shot every time a plant of yours has thrips.
Oh, I would be an alcoholic. I would be like Frank fucking Gallagher. I'm shameless.
You'd be Dorinda. Luann.
Yeah,
Sonya.
I'd have a mugshot from like Restless. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what people get arrested for when they get drunk. I don't
public intoxication.
Yeah, that.
Drunk driving. DUI. Driving under the influence.
Okay, a couple of philodendrons that are shockingly difficult. Okay, do you remember when everyone was obsessed with the brandies?
You know that I'm like a brandy connoisseur.
Yeah, because yours is in a cabinet.
Brandy Glanville and Brandy Tatum.
I can't. Okay, now Brandon's the one who can't shut up about Housewives.
Yeah, and it will never end.
We can't help it. No, but when everybody wanted the Brandies and every time we would take them home, they would just like bunch up and like.
I got mine from a cutting.
Yeah, and yours is a bush now because you kept cutting it up. And
it's a bush. It's a post-thrip bush. Mm-hmm. Not just a regular bush. It got thrips. It died.
Yeah, that is definitely not one that you can just have sitting out, like, low maintenance type of plant.
Also, Brandy Glanville, her son called the cops on her 2 nights ago and she got put into rehab or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Dead ass.
Cut the cameras.
Roll the tapes. Anyway, give us a 5-star review and tell us how much you want to start a Real Housewives podcast, because we will. Don't tempt us.
Because I feel like that's more of a hyperfixation than plants, but who knows?
Yeah, plants are like
part of my life.
They're what? Unconditional. It's an unconditional fixation.
Yeah. Housewives, I don't know. But here's the thing about it is I've actually never gotten into a series that was actively still airing. I get into things like long after they're like popular.
Oh, same.
It is so lame.
Like Game of Thrones, I was like 8 years late to that.
I still have never watched that one. So I'm like,
it will take you a while. You have to watch the first episode at least 15 times before you like get through it awake.
That doesn't sound like something I can get. I'm surprised you got into that.
But then after that, you're like, whoa.
Whoa. Can't. Okay, another one that another philodendron that has betrayed me and many people I know, Melanocrysum.
Same. Well, my one is pretty tall, but I don't think it's good. I've never I'm gotten like, a long leaf.
Yeah, I'm like, is that plant one plant you've ever been proud of?
No.
Like, that has to be the worst velvety philodendron there is. Hate them.
Because spider mites.
Because they require just a little extra care. They're not, like I've had my Gigas, like, just sitting out. I've had a Gloriosum, even Varicosum. Not as picky as Melanocrysum.
Well, I kind of regret not getting those ones that I saw in Paris.
That are like giant.
Yeah, and like the department store. Like
I'm sure they're gonna show. Okay, did you actually see locally there was some Thai constellations like for like $40 at like some random store?
No. I don't know,
some random big box store. Yeah. Like you just wait. There's gonna be some big ass melanos in Home Depot in a year, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. And I'm sure by then I'm still not gonna want one.
Do you know how much I paid for my melano cutting? $90 for a cutting.
I remember paying for one and it showing up stumpy. It was like my first plant mail and it was cold out. It was just bad. It was bad. But since then, I've gotten some good ones and I've also grown some good ones, but only in my in the grow tent, not my cabinets. My cabinets are not fancy. In the grow tents are where I can like propagate those and they do well. But not for long, because I start them in moss, and then I take them out, and then I underwater them, and then...
Well, my melanos do good, but they will never have more than like a 2x2-inch leaf.
They also they like a little more extra light compared to the other velvety guys.
Oh, interesting. Well, I mean, mine are directly under light, but maybe they're putting out bigger leaves. I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's one, too, that really needs to, like, root into the pole. It's not just going to get bigger sitting up against something. Like, oh, like, my Pluto, I need to cut up so bad. I think it's time. Like, I have to do it this week.
I don't know.
I have to do it now.
The second you got that plant, I was like, this seems like something that could not be in my house.
It's bad. I need to cut the whole thing up, and what I want to do is propagate multiple mid cuts together and start off with a nice bushy plant, because then I can't start off with the top cut and then throw that in. It's all going to be uneven. I can't do it. They all have to be like the same size when they go in together to grow. I'm particular. So now, because this plant, Brandon, I get I put it on the ground. I swear it's at my like shoulder. It is a big plant, and it's only in like a 6-inch pot.
Yeah, it's not. If you've never repotted it, it's
I've repotted it once from like the plastic to the like ceramic last year. I repotted it over a year ago now. It has a pole. If I add another pole on, it literally will be taller than me, and it's not. It has not rooted into this pole either. It's just propped up against it. It's so lazy. It's so bad. It's right in the south window, but my neighbor is literally a couple feet away from me, so their house is like blocking that south window on the first floor a little bit. So I have to make sure I open those blinds every day.
Well, I feel like my poles do not gather any sort of root, no matter what the plant is, unless I'm constantly watering it. Like, I have to be like, water, 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 with my little choops with the water bottles, and I cut the bottom off the water bottle. It's a lot of work.
Unless it's an epipremnum, my epipremnums, anything, like I have a skeleton key, and then, like, just the normal variegated epipremnum, and then epipremnum aureum, just a normal little Marlboro Queen pothos. Those things will grab onto something, even if it's with any lick of moisture in the air. You do not need to water that pole.
You just have to breathe.
Yeah. So those are the ones that I have climbing because they actually climb and they actually put out bigger leaves. I'm sick of my plants that I have just thrown on a lazy pole and they're not doing anything.
Might as well throw them on a wall.
Yeah, my own fault. No, I had my Jerry Horn philodendron just completely tipped over, dirt all over the floor. I still need to clean it up. It's so tall. I need to repot that one too.
That's one you've had for forever.
I also need to repot my Mexicanum. My Mexicanum I've had
no,
forever.
No, my Mexicanum is like about to tip over a ceramic pot. I'm like,
it's bad. I need to cut up these plants that's what I need to do. Like, I don't have room for them. I simply need to cut them up. And that's what I've always thought when I see people online selling their big plants. I'm like, how could you sell this beautiful thing? Even if you don't have room for it, how could you sell it? How could you just get rid of it? Now I get it. I'm just like, take it away. I don't want to look at it anymore. Right, Cease? Oh, that was cute. What's some other philodendrons you think are more difficult than they should be?
ZZ plants. Well, wait, they're Undericea. Yeah, they're not philodendrons. But I didn't know that.
My jaw is on the floor.
But I didn't know they were.
Because I was like, "What's?" I didn't say, what's another aroid? I said, what's another philodendron you think is difficult?
Well.
And he said, ZZ.
I'm like, wow, what plant is really hard for me? ZZs.
I should literally go in there and tell you what philodendron is hard for you.
Oh my god, yeah, you should. And you'd be like, well, this one has this one has that. There are spider mites.
He's like, oh, you could get pretty far with this microphone.
Yeah, we'll see how far.
They're not that, no, it literally goes to this far.
Oh yeah, well, you can go to the shelf.
Okay, well, you gotta keep talking. I'm gonna go gather information.
Okay,
well. I'm gonna go look at your philodendron. I'm
gonna tell you. Anyway, Nicole's, she's going. She is sprinting. She is ready to roast me. Anyway. They're gavatapa leaves, I think is how you pronounce it. It gives plants, it gives fish like, I don't know. It's like shelter. It's like shelter vibes. I was not expecting that question. Anyway, Cease, come here. Cease. Okay, she's sitting on a pillow. Your mic gives me anxiety. Oh no, my mic gives me anxiety too. It has like 20-foot branches. It's honestly a nightmare. Yeah, princess bush from that top shelf. Oh yeah, no, that also gives me a nightmare.
I gave that from the cutting
edge. That's from you, yeah. Yeah, my velvety ones are not doing well.
Those are the ones I struggle with too, but because I'm lazy. I'm like queen of the lazy plant game. Maybe I should have thought of a different name when branding. Lazy plant loser. That's what I feel like.
Well, I mean, my plants were about on the brink of death, and then I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll water you after 3 weeks.
I need to get my back on the meds train, because get this, y'all. I just turned 26, so I got kicked off my mom's insurance in July. Yeah, in July. How scary is that? And I still haven't applied for health insurance because I'm just, like, simply lazy. Like, just that's it. I just haven't done it. The two times I've gone back on the website to sit down and be like, okay, time to apply. Both times in a row, the website was down for maintenance.
Oh, no, it's an awful website.
So now I'm like, okay, I think that the way, instead of just arguing against health insurance for all, I think they're just going to have the website always down. So you can't get it anyways. You can never apply for it. So, but it'll be fine. No, Maya's literally offered to do it for me. But I'm like, okay, based on the amount of questions I'd ask Brandon and my mom, I don't think I could just have, I don't think I could just have somebody else do it. I got to do it on my own. So I'll figure it out. I'm still rationing my medication. And I've just been sleeping a lot, sitting on the couch.
Sleep for dinner.
Mm-hmm. Basically sleep for lunch. Because I'm pretty active in the evening time. But like morning, I get up. I'm like, oh, I'm walking around a little bit. But then like noon comes around and I'm like.
Yeah, you're like a midday skip. Like your sleep is in the midday.
Mm-hmm. But normally when I like have my meds though, I'm like, no, I can go all day. I don't need a midday nap. But gotta get back on that. I've been like, why do I feel like shit? Why do I feel mentally like shit? I'm like, oh, because I'm not taking my medication. That's probably why. Maybe it does actually work.
Yeah, unfortunately it does.
Unfortunately it does work. I can confirm it works.
I wish some psychoanalysis would work, but it's not.
It's not. I need a little extra help. Need a little extra meds. So some philodendrons we've gotten rid of or had struggles with. Which ones have I gotten rid of? I feel like I've gotten rid of all. I haven't really gotten rid of them. They've just died and I haven't gotten another one.
I've gotten rid of a lot, but I can't remember a single one.
I think it's been a lot of like random, like not like duplications, but like things that look like other things. Like
yeah, and I'm like, nope, shape I don't need this anymore. Yeah,
and you're like, I don't need that. So you just give them all to Sam. Like you can have all these weird things. Yeah. Or like just take them all. You're like, here's this whole propagation bin. I don't know what it is. Here you go.
Just give them to SBF.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I don't know how I didn't realize that her initials were SPF.
Yeah, because now instead of calling her Samantha Page Fisher, you know,
it's just SPF. She doesn't even know. She'll be like, why are you calling me that? And I'm like,
oh my goodness. She probably knows that.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, SPF.
What's yours? What are your initials? I don't even know your
BMB, Blue Gold Marching Band.
Yeah, I would have, you know, I would have said that if you said BMB. I still have my BMB shirts. Two of them, in fact. Okay, so what are your actual, like, favorite philodendrons, though? Like, ones that you would never want to get rid of?
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe you need to run in there. And look.
I think my Jose Bueno. I think I do really like that one.
That one is fun. I like how every leaf is a little different. It also stays a little more bushy. It's not getting it too tall too fast. Mine's still been able to stay in my cabinet thus far.
Yeah, we'll see how long that happens.
I also love my El Choco Red, but
Never had one.
But it just has thrips.
Also, Carly, if you're listening, you made me an El Choco Red cutting. You never gave it to me.
Just like, play it PSA. Give me my cutting. I feel like I'd keep my Jungle Boogie. Because I do like I like the shape of it. I don't know. It's a good, like.
JB. J Biebs is just not me.
Your JB is the Jose Bono. Not the Jungle Boogie. Jose starts with a J.
Well, so does Jungle.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying that yours is the Jose.
Oh, they're both JBs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wonder how like how frustrating it is to listen to two people so stupid right now. Like, we're actually like, our IQ is lower than average today, I can tell. It's really bad. I don't even want to say it. I love my Florida ghost. Also has thribs, though. I love my polypodioides more than my Tortum. Tortum I don't love anymore.
Well, is my Tortum doing good? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It's in the top shelf.
What's in the other? I didn't go in the other room. I forget. I forget that room.
The brandy's in that room.
Mm-hmm. That was your thrift cabinet.
The Verde.
Cristo Verde.
Yeah.
I do not like that plant.
No, I don't
that
either.
That is not a favorite of mine. I've grown some good-looking ones in the grow tent. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I see what people like about this. Okay. Sold them. And now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Okay, get this. I sold one of them to PQ. Sold one of them to PQ. Some people know I like wholesale plants to PQ. So, like, I sell them to them, and I just bring them to PQ, and then they get sold, okay? Oh, my little Jose, not my Jose, my Priso Verde, sitting there. Do-do-do-do-do. I'm working. Do-do-do-do-do. I go around the corner. Someone took a fucking cutting.
Oh, that's the plant that
they didn't post about that one.
Well, no, you Snapchatted about it.
I snapped you. It was one that I grew. Yeah, I was pissed. I took it personally. Ah! If you're going to come into PQ and cut a plant that I grew in my home, fuck you. It's so dramatic. That is so rude.
And there was just like, it's like a chop.
Yeah, like they chopped it at the node. Like, it wasn't above or below the node. It was on the node. I'm like, you're dumb. You're dumb. And you deserve. I hope that plant had thrips. I don't think it did, but you deserve it if it did. Oh, Brenda came back up and the wine glass is empty, Brandon.
Because I texted Brandon because he's on his phone every time I'm with him. But then not here. And you turn the AC on.
No, it's hot up here. No, it's hot. I am sweating. Hot.
It is sweaty.
The AC is on, so like, but the wind is not just sound like a middle-aged old man, but we're not ACing that basketball.
We're not paying for AC.
Wait, why isn't basketball boy out?
Oh, well, I'm glad we're not here. Doom, doom, doom outside. Usually he's out there when I leave. I will leave Brandon's and Brenna's house, and I will, in the dark, hear a bunch of, like, doom, doom, doom. And there's some dude at the basketball court right next to them, and there's no lighting.
It's like 10 p.m.
So there's just some guy out there. Sometimes it'll be at midnight if I leave really late. There'll just be some dude, like, playing ball by himself in the pitch black, pitch dark. Can't see a dang thing.
I think he just uses the light from our windows.
Oh, yeah. That's it. It's just the light from the window. Oh, goodness. Do you have any other favorites? You know, it's also fun. I do not have a lot of philodendrons in semi-hydro. Like, I don't have a need
to put them
in, like, pawn or leca or anything. I do have my Jose in pawn just because. I think it was already in pond, so I was like, I might as well. No, I think I propped it in water, so I was like, I might as well throw it in pond because it's just easier to put something in pond when it's been in water and not in dirt. But the thing is, that one also kind of gets that, like, edema really easily. Oh, my God, speaking of edema, I do not like Silver Sword.
I hate Silver Sword.
I'm not shocked about that, though, because you don't really like the growth pattern of, like, the Pink Princess either. I don't like any of the, like, is it the Philodendron Urobescens? I think that's what the, like, Pink Princess, like, world, those ones that look like that, Red Emerald, I don't know. I just don't like those weird petiole-looking plants with the really climby. Like, you'd have to start off with a really full plant. Otherwise, when it's just one lanky little poo-poo princess climbing up a little stick, it's just really not cute.
No.
Even if it's good-looking. Like, no, I don't like the pattern. I don't like the growth pattern of that plant. Ugly.
And they don't follow, okay, so like my Monsteras, for instance, my big ones, like my elbow, they all face the same way. We're like, those type of philodendrons just go wing, 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 any fucking way they want.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who doesn't like that? Me.
They're not easy to manipulate. They're very like, I'm going to grow them.
Could you bonsai them? Absolutely not.
Yeah, they are not going to be easily manipulated like we've been. in previous relationships.
Also.
Philos will not be abused.
I was going to say. at the Denver Botanical Garden, they had some bonsais, and they were like, oh, been growing since 1992. Been growing since 1985. Where, like, the ones at Como have been, like, growing since 1735.
Really?
Yeah. Some of them are, like, multiple hundreds of years old.
Oh. The ones that I look at are, like, I've been growing since 2010.
Well, remember, like, when we walked out of the conservatory and there was, like, that little weird half hallway outdoor area and we were like, ooh, are we supposed to be here?
Yeah, maybe I need to look closer at
some of those bonsais were, like, multiple hundreds of years old. Mm-hmm. They're, like, passed down 15 generations.
I'd have anxiety. I don't think I would. Like, if someone came to me with their plant from generations, I'd be like, I don't want to touch it.
I mean, I don't plan on having children, but if I do, do you know the pressure they will have to keep these plants alive? They will hate their lives. They will have to go to therapy for many, many years.
Just the trauma of trying to keep the plants alive.
Literally. I was trying to keep the traditions alive as a kid. Well, guess what, bitch? You're going to have to keep these plants alive.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to have kids, so I'm probably going to have them bequeath. Is that a word? Is it bequeath? Bequeathed?
I think bequeath.
Bequeathed. It's not bequeath.
Bequeath.
Bequeathed to, like, the Como or, like, even Mall of America. Some big-ass plants, throw them in the Mall of America.
Well, I don't think Mall of America just takes plants.
Not all of them, but you can donate to them. They do take plant donations. If it's, like, worth their while. You think they're going to be investing in plants? Hell no. Hell to the no. It doesn't look like they've purchased a new plant for that building in decades. No.
They just keep the same ones.
They just keep those mealy pothos. Just keep cutting them back.
I will never forget when I first started, and it was like, they were just, that and the Macy's wing, just white.
Mealy town. Mm-hmm. Nasty.
I probably breathed in some adult mealies.
Probably. Okay, but I've learned that the adult mealies kind of don't stick around the plant. Like, once they start flying, they kind of go act like a normal bug. They go to, like, the windows. They go to the lights. Like, they're not, like, around the plant anymore. It's weird. Yeah. I'll explain later. Can't talk too much about this. I know too much. The mealy mob. Okay, but difference in care. Some of these philodendrons, like, cannot just sit out. Like, you have to baby them a little bit. Some of that I don't like.
The bebe.
Can't go to bebe them. So, for me and a philodendron, I want one that I can let it dry out till it's, like, drooping over. And
we
it's
cannot,
like,
be bothered
crap.
To, yeah, plant water plants more than once a week.
Mm-mm. But then some of them, I accidentally go, like, a month without watering them, and it's, like, a 6-inch pot, and it's like, please water me. And then I'm like, okay. Like, literally, I think I had a giganteum, like, variegated giganteum cutting, and the leaves went from being, like, this, like, upright, looking like the letter T, to, like the wilted flower emoji. Like, completely creased, draped over the side of the cup that it was.
The drapery.
In. Yeah.
The drapery of it all.
That's scary. It creased on the side. I was like, oh my goodness. That's not good. And I just keep giving it water. I think actually now it's really kicked the bucket because the roots were very long, nice and, like, thick water roots. And ooh, then I let it dry up too much. And now I just think it's, like, mushy because I let them get too icky.
We'll let everything dry.
That is what it is. And then a good amount of light. I mean, they're not like a high light plant per se, but they're definitely not as low light tolerant. So they need some light. They need to see the sky or they need to be under a grow light, obviously.
Sky's out, thighs out.
Mm-hmm. I do kind of prefer to have some of them. I don't know. Some of my, like, variegated ones I kind of like to have in my under grow lights. But then some of the ones that grow nice and big, I feel like they grow bigger and better and faster in, like, real light.
See, you have a lot of big philodendrons where I'm like, I will not
commit
to that.
I need to get rid of them. I need to, okay, Some of them I did not get big. No, that's a lie. Some of them I got them big, but I was like 2 leaves. And now they're like 12 to 15 leaves and it's too big.
Yeah, it takes up too much space.
Yeah, it's too much. Now I'm walking around and there's plants on the floor and none of them can like be on the shelf all nice anymore or in the cabinets. They don't fit. It gives me anxiety. Ugh.
Yeah, that's why.
I still want like a nice, good, like Langobardum. Is that how you say it? The nice big like ear.
Oh yeah,
cute. I also love my golden dragon. Love a good golden dragon because that has the nice little cool shape leaves. I love a cool shape.
Well, my model dragon is starting to like do those shapes, but it's being less modeled by the minute.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. The shape is cooler anyways. I just love them so much.
No, once the variegation goes away, I'll be like, throw it away. Put it in the trash. Roll the tapes.
Very lame. Very lame. Well, Brandon, that's all we've got for the philodendrons. This is going up on a Thursday, but then the next day will be philodendron Friday. Every Friday, philodendron Friday. Not Ficus Friday. Sorry, David. Wah, wah, wah.
Hi, gay.
still relevant.
Equally accurate.
Where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can go to BrandonBotanical.com to find all of my social medias because they're all at Brandon Botanical. You can also go to Brandon Botanical. No, Amazon.com/shop/Brandon Botanical. If you're going to support an evil billionaire, at least give me 3% of it.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and Threads at Nicole Larson Grows. And go follow the podcast at whereawegrowing.com.
Mm-hmm.
Buy our merch.
Go, we got merch. We got CC merch.
We got CC merch. Buy it while she's around. Is that fucked up to say? It just,
as she's staring at me in my soul.
Intrusive thoughts. Sorry. Love y'all.
Bye.